Hi, I'm Janet Saidi, and it's time to go off the clock to kick off the weekend with arts and features from around Mid-Missouri. Thanks for joining us. On this edition, we'll hear a third portrait from the My Life, My Town series that documents the stories of teens in rural Missouri. And our third stop in the series is Macon, where Trinity Rainey, a gay 16-year-old, has learned not to spend too much time worrying about what others think. Producers Elizabeth Troval and Grant Hensley caught up with Trinity in Macon, where she was waiting tables, hanging out with her best friend Vanna and her mom, and getting ready for the prom, and taking us with her. Here's Trinity's story.
I think everyone sees me as the lesbian, though. The lesbian of the school. Because we have other lesbians, but they're just not as out about it.
What do you want me to do?
They like the clothes that I wear, I guess. I guess what my usual attire is a pair of tennis shoes, jeans, and a white shirt. Or a white v-neck, and that's become, like, the official lesbian attire of the school. So when we have, like, spirit days, when we have Twinkie days, the girls were like, we're going to dress up like a lesbian this day, so can you help us, you know, figure out what we want to wear?
So, Shelby, you were just in this room?
I am called sir I don't know how many times at work a night. Me and Vanna were cleaning bathrooms one day, and a lady came in there. And she's like, oh my god, did I walk in the wrong restroom? And me and Vanna turned around, and she's like, never mind. I dated Vanna for like 2 months. It wasn't that long. Even when we're not together, we're together. Like, I don't know if you can tell by the way we act with each other. We're really comfortable with each other. I'm completely myself around her. Like, there's nothing that she doesn't know about me. And I'm pretty sure there's nothing there's nothing about her that I don't know. Sometimes she says things that makes me mad. She'll talk about Shelby with me, even though it makes me jealous. But I'm there for her because I'm her best friend. My mom was taking me home from, I don't know, musical rehearsal, I think, and she's like, you've been, okay, excuse my language, sorry about this, a royal bitch lately, and I am sick and tired of it. I was like, Mom, you don't know what I have going on right now, and I'm stressed, you don't understand. She's like, Trey, you're gay. I was like, what? She's like, you're gay, you can come out, it's okay. And I was like, it was like a slap to the face, and I was like, you're right, I'm gay.
And here, if you want some sparkles.
I don't want to have a bunch of mismatched stuff, you know what I mean?
You look good, sorry. Yes, you look very, very beautiful.
Okay.
I tease her about being a lesbian. I do lesbian jokes. And I do the same thing with all the rest of the kids about being straight. I told Trinity one day, I was like, you know, I said, if I didn't make fun of you being a lesbian, I said, you'd think I didn't love you.
Because this is not what I wear. Jeans and a t-shirt.
This is not what I wear.
Well, it's more comfortable than this. You want to trade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah? We'll see how well I feel.
I'm telling you right now, my toes hurt, my arches hurt. I'm about to freak out.
My knee hurts.
That's my pretty girl. Woo! Trinity!
I know Trinity's had some people say some pretty hateful things. And I've always asked, I was like, do I get to go talk to him? I was like, do I get to go teach him that there's no reason to be hateful? And she's always like, no, Trinity's got too big of a heart. She always has.
Sunday after, there was laughter in the air. Everybody had a kite.
That's Out in a Small Town, a portrait from Macon, Missouri, created by producers Grant Hensley and Elizabeth Troval. My Life, My Town is a project of KBIA, the Columbia Missourian, and the Reynolds Journalism Institute. To see this and other My Life, My Town portraits with pictures and video, go to mylifemytown.org.
Try with all our might to light a little light down.
Americans have always been good at creating wonderful stories about ourselves, especially when it comes to our history and our ancestry. But what happens when you really get to know the family members that came before you? As part of our commentary series in partnership with the MU School of Journalism's magazine program, writer David Cawthorn revisits a Midwestern ancestor named Georgia Lee, who was working hard for the money and the oldest profession in the world.
Have you ever looked at your family history? I mean, really looked? My Cherokee ancestors from Georgia were corralled against their will and marched west to Oklahoma. And another distant relative, very distant relative, journeyed from Pike County, Illinois, to Alaska. During the gold rush of the 1800s, that was a smart career move for a prostitute. Georgia Anna Eldridge, or Georgia Lee as she was better known by her lovers, was a Pike County, Illinois provocateur. A historian called her Fairbanks' most successful prostitute. I'm not sure what parameters define most successful. Honestly, I'm not sure I want to know. Before she headed north, she drifted from town to town in bucolic Pike County. Pike County is a scraggly collection of small towns where only signs can lure travelers from Interstate 72 or Route 54, mostly those who haven't used the toilet in the past 300 miles. If the county had a song, Corn and Telephone Poles would be somewhere in the chorus. To be fair, Honest Abe and Stephen Douglas duked it out in an 1858 Pike County presidential debate. Not much has happened there since then. This past year, my grandmother dug up a crumpled news clipping about Georgia Lee. The story ran in the Pike County News in the early 90s. The five people posing in the photo were Georgia Lee's great-nieces and great-nephews. Three of them had my last name. All were smiling and pointing at the book about Gold Rush-era prostitutes, aptly titled The Good Time Girls. A whole chapter in the book is devoted to Georgia Lee's history as a harlot. Flipping through the pages, I noticed she had my grandfather's dark brown hair, rounded nose, defined jawline, and smirking smile. In the article, Dora Davis commented that our descendant was quite a looker and apparently very good at what she did. During her impoverished childhood, Georgia Lee's father couldn't hold a job, and her family moved around the county. It turns out, prostitution was her ticket out of poverty, and Pike County. She found wealth selling her body in Alaska, much to the chagrin of some of her more devoted lovers. At that time, in the last frontier state, men outnumbered women 8-1. She refused to court any of her accumulating admirers. One killed himself with a handgun when she refused his proposal to marry. By the end of her career, she had amassed more than $100,000 and established a branch of the Humane Society in Fairbanks. In 1954, at age 77, she died of natural causes. Upon her death, her heirs, unaware of her line of work, were surprised to discover that a prostitute left them a small fortune. They didn't dispute their connection to Georgia Lee when they saw the money. Georgia Lee's former Alaskan cabin has long since shed its sex appeal and now rests in a wildlife park as an information kiosk. I bet Grandma couldn't wait to add this one to the scrapbook.
That's Off the Clock. I'm Janet Saidi. Have a great weekend.